Hello, Acaville listeners. This is Amanda Cornagli, and today we have a special treat for you. We're speaking with Daniel Bark from Voxid. Voxid is releasing a brand new track of Evergreen, originally by Yeba. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thanks. Hello to everybody.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Voxid? I know a lot of our listeners are based in the United States, so they have very little knowledge of some of the groups in Europe.
Yeah, that's actually what I recognized, that in the US is such a strong scene for vocal music. Yeah, and they might have a look in the other world. And we with Voxid, you might have heard about us because we were winning the Kara Award for the best professional music video, I think last year, with our single Music Ain't My Thing.
Yeah.
From our latest album, Shades of Light, which also was nominated for some Karas and won some runner-up awards. So you might have heard about Voxid.
I think people know your name, but they need to know more about you, I think.
Yeah, actually, we are based in Germany, mostly in Leipzig, which is a city an hour away from Berlin. And some of us are also living in other cities, like Gabriel, who just was working in London and UK for 2 years now. And we are working together when we have strong periods of time where we are together all the time, like for some weeks where we're touring, we're producing music, writing music. Yeah, I do some arranging when we don't have the chance to meet each other, and then we have periods of a week or two where we just work together and make music. And our idea was in the beginning to really do jazz music and vocal jazz, and this turned out that we just moved and changed our name like 4 years ago when we recognized that our strong love is like R&B, funk, soul music, also own compositions, and this is what we live for.
Could you also tell us, Acaville was lucky enough to get to come to Germany over the summer to cover the Black Forest Voices event, which was our first direct experience with German a cappella. What's the German a cappella scene like?
Yeah, it's actually, I just had a nice talk about that with Bill Hare. You might have heard about him. he and me, we were just talking about the differences between America and Europe. And a huge difference, in my opinion, is that in US, a cappella is very strong at schools, at universities. And later, it maybe becomes a little, it comes a little bit to the background. In Germany, it's really the other way around. So here you have a very strong choir scene doing this classical music like Mendelssohn, Bach, and you might know many German classic composers. And they realize when they have sung like for 10 years in a choir that there is a world of funk, soul, hip hop, R&B, and whatever. And they realize it while being like 20 or 25 years old, and then start with their knowledge from the choir singing to form vocal groups. So the typical German vocal group is maybe not like teenagers, but it's like between 20, 25 and up to like 40, 50 years. And we have lots of those groups with choir backgrounds doing music. And the style in Germany is mostly very much, when it comes to the German music, very much in this comedy style, doing funny lyric stuff. And this is what makes Voxid very special, because we are absolutely not in this direction. I mean, we are having a lot of fun on stage doing our jokes and everything, but in the end, we want to prevent to not be a vocal group when we do gigs, but make people like dance and sing along and move. So we really have a strong focus on beatbox, on bass, and also the music production is very important for us. So this is maybe untypical German. And yeah, of course, we have a lot of classical groups in Germany as well.
I know in the United States, people think of Germany as very serious, but I also, when I was at Black Forest Voices, it was so joyful. I don't speak a lick of German, not one word. Maybe I can say hello, but I still, even though I didn't understand the words, I got the joy. I got the gist of what they were singing about.
Say something in German. You can say, Ich heiße Amanda.
Ich heiße Amanda. Did I get it right? But so many people spoke English to me while I was there, so I was very grateful. Tell us a little bit about this track. Tell us, how did you decide to sing it?
Yeah, actually, we are mostly doing, as I already mentioned, originals. We write on our own. We were touring this March and were listening to other music, also not a cappella music, but And we were in this bus for a long time and listened to our favorite music. And I showed the others this Yeba song, and which is evergreen. And they were totally blown away by that track. And so we just listened to that every day and had a very strong connection to that. And since in Germany we are not native speakers, of course, of English, we are listening to English music in the first way of just listening to the sound of the language, but also the sound of the music, the emotion underneath. And on the second ear and the second listen, you just really try to listen to what is said really in the song. And so we later just recognized this very strong and touching content of the song. And we talked about that. And this summer we had a period of arranging and composing. And I was just so thrilled about that song that I just asked, hi, let's do a cover version of that. And I did an arrangement, and then we sang it, and bam, that's the goes. And now we have Evergreen in our lineup, and we can't wait to play it to the audience, because on the only concert so far we would have had the chance to play it, this concert was the first one, which it was planned to be open air, and it had to be cancelled because of very strong rain. And so in 2 weeks, we will perform that song for the audience for the very first time. Then.
That's good timing, but yes, it's always so disappointing. Singing outside is very exciting, but always the risk that it's going to rain.
Yeah, you're right. Damn right.
So what do you want your audience to feel when they hear this, your version of this song?
Actually, the crazy thing about this song is that it's that much positive and, yeah, simply positive, which is not the only meaning of this song. Actually, it's a very, very sad background. And this is actually what we want our audience to feel like you don't have to take anything negative, like serious, and feel just negative for the rest of your life about that, but to like accept that. And if someone is going and leaving this world, and maybe you just can believe in meeting this person again, but not in this life, and not feel so sad about it, but be grateful for having had this person in your life. And I don't know if when we played in Germany, people would too much think about this lyrics, but the good thing is that the song with this emotion transports this positive feeling also without the need of understanding the lyrics. And so this is actually what we want them to feel, and to feel this strong, cool groove, which is giving you maybe this relieved feeling.
So what else can we expect from Voxit over the next couple of months or in 2020?
Yeah, for us, which is very new, is we are starting more and more to leave Germany. I mean, we've been touring in Taiwan 3 times and had some gigs in Europe, but this is getting more and more. So we are hopefully coming to US and Canada one day. So we have the very first chances to play there, but so far it's not enough to make the trip, but we're working on that. And
all right, so listen up, US and Canadian festivals.
Yeah.
There's another group that you should consider to bring to the United States.
That would be so cool. Yeah, we are dreaming about that. But so far we are playing in Spain. We have options in Ireland, Czech Republic, in France, everywhere else.
That's all the places US groups want to go on tour.
Yeah, so say hello to us and maybe we can make some connections. Actually, we are working on very many new songs, and I hope that we have the chance to develop them and record them in 2020, and maybe roundabout to in the end of 2020 or beginning 2021, there will be a new album from Voxit. And so far we will have some singles, and who has not listened to Shades of Light yet, just say hello, throw an ear into the recording, and we would be happy to have some feedback.
It's a great album. We play it all the time here at Aquaville. So if you haven't checked it out, make sure that you go and listen to Shades of Light by Voxit. And we're so excited to share this track with you, to debut it on the radio station. So make sure that you go out and get it for yourself. But we'll play it for you at the end of this interview. So is there any other things that you would like people to know about Voxit?
Yeah, actually, I would love to tell everyone that you shouldn't hesitate to write us, to share our music and to ask questions. We sometimes get requests for arrangements to share, and we're so happy about getting some feedback from the world, also from America and Canada, from like everywhere. And so just say hello. We are so happy about that.
And from our perspective, we don't hear a lot of groups in the United States covering songs in foreign languages. So to imagine other groups that it's not your native language to cover a song and to understand it and to get the right feeling for it is pretty impressive.
Which is our greatest fear, I can
say. It is scary. I've sung in a couple of other languages, and you're like, am I pronouncing it right? Am I performing it properly? Am I doing it justice? So that's a really brave thing to do.
A very, very interesting thing for us is that our original music we are composing and writing is also in English. And of course, it's not in this native English, but in our English. And it's because actually we only listen to English music because funk songs. So everything is like English and it has the sound of English language and we love it. So we try to do our best to sound like original.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us, Daniel, and for sending us this track. We're excited to make its exclusive debut on the radio station. So everyone stay tuned. We're now playing Evergreen, originally by Yebba, covered by Voxid out of Germany.
Kissed my penny and I threw it in. I prayed I'd keep my soul. Went down to the river where the water lay. The only place I know. Oh, I can't see the forest for the trees. So will you wait for me? Do you wait for me? Do you wait for me? My evergreen. Standing at the water's edge. Mississippi's overflowing. Hold your current in my hand. You bring the meaning to my moments. Oh, I can see the forest for the trees. So will you wait? Mm-hmm.